Daf Chof Dalet is today's daf, and we were holding in the middle of the discussion still of how we know that Isurei Achila are generally Isurei Hana'ah. And just once again to remind you, so far we've had four different approaches to this. So we had Chizkiah's approach that the Lashon of Lo Ye Achel, specifically, in the passive, would mean any Hana'ah that's maybe the Dei Achila, that's included in the Isurei Achila. Lamaisa, that he learns out from the fact that the Torah uses the extra word lachem. He doesn't just learn it out from the lashon itself, but he says lachem, shelachem yiyeh, that is said by the dinim of Isurei Achila, that you're allowed nonetheless to sell those dolphins that come up in your net. But that is Gufa shows me that if it hadn't said you could do that, that lo yeyachel would have been an Isur Hana'ah as well. Then we had Rabbi Avuha's approach. Rabbi Avuha's approach either was based on the pasuk in Nevela, I leave it to Rabbi Meir, that when the Torah said to give it to the ger, to sell it to the nochri, it was just giving you examples of heter hana'ah, which would mean that without that heter hana'ah it would have been usher just because it said don't eat it. So any form of achil, lo yochal, or tochlu, whatever it is the same. Or if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then you can't use Nevela because then Devarim Kichtavan, the Torah is telling me Isurei Achila, Isurei Hana'ah, other than giving it to the ger, so obviously it doesn't prove anything. Therefore, we would need, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to learn it from the pasuk by Treifa, that tells you lakelav tashlichun oto. Problem is, if lakelav tashlichun oto, which is only oto and not something else, would be needed for something else, and those who learn that chulin shnishku b'azor, those who have your eyes, to use that pasuk to tell me, because that's much more contextual than to say lakol yisurim sheba Torah. Chulin shnishku b'azor is part of the set of a pasuk that was yotzi chutz l'mechitzas, or too much in the mechitzas, but it's all part of that same set. So I need it for that. Then I don't even have the pasuk of Treifa. I don't have the pasuk of Nevela. And I don't use Chizkiah's drasha either, because lo yachelo mashmele. Where do I know it from? Yesterday we had Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, who said, yet a new chat, and this is where we were up to. He learned it out from the pasuk of Ihines. We have a pasuk that tells me that a chatas that was nichlas bifnim needs to be burned. How do we know that from Moshe Aaron's discussion? Ihines surah, the Moshe says, ein lo huva, midama pnima, mashmele, that if it would have been, it would have been supposed to be surah. So we know that. Therefore, why does it say the halacha of Be'eshti Saref? To tell me an Isser of Hana'ah, because Isser in Shabbat Torah, because this one we already know. Why don't we say it should all be Bisreifa? Because it says Bakodesh Be'eshti Saref. So that means only things Bakodesh or Bisreifa, then call Isser in Shabbat Torah. Bisreifa, that was the fifth line down on Chavdalid, and that's where we were up to so far. We're in the middle of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's Drasha from Bakodesh Be'eshti Saref. Asks the Gemara on this drasha, and now this drasha, remember, was quoted by Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Shmuel Bar Nachmani quotes Rav Yehoshua ben Levi's drasha. Now Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani was saying this over, and one of the members of the Beit HaMidrash, doesn't say who, asked the following question: that are you trying to tell me Hay Bakodesh Beishti Sareif Laach Yehudiata? This is what it's coming for, to tell me that Kol Yisurin Shebat Torah are Asur B'Hana'ah, and that only Bakodesh will require Sareif. We know that this pasuk is extremely important, because even though Moshe and Aaron argued about the Sareifat Rosh Chodesh, Yisurin Shebat Chodesh, nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon points out, it doesn't say where it needs to be burned there. It just says it needs burning. But over here it says Bakodesh Be'eshti Sareif, Hani Rabbi Shimon Omer Bakodesh Be'eshti Sareif, Li Meir Al Chatat, Shesrofim Ota Bakodesh. I wouldn't have known that Pasul Kachim need to be burned in the Azara itself. I would have thought he'd burn anywhere. Comes along this bus, comes a whole new halacha, in which case none of it is extra, to be Kovea, the Mokom of Sreifa, of a Chatas that was Nichnas Pnima. Ainli Ella Zobil Vad, you might think that this is a specific halacha that said on a chatas that was nichdas bifnim, so it needs to be burned bifnim, at least in the Azara. No, it's actually a din in even Sule Kachi Kadashim, Emure Kachim Kalim, because the Emurim of Kachi Kalim, after all, go on the Mizbeach and are the equivalent of Kachi Kadashim in terms of how I'm allowed to look at it. It belongs to the Mizbeach directly. How do I know that if those things become nifsal? So something happens to them, and something happens to the dam, or something happens to the comets, or whatever, those things that make it impossible to be matir. How do I know to burn that in the Azara? Minani. Talmud lomar. This, I don't know what happened over here, but somebody put that vachol into parentheses where it does not belong. We need that, because that's the drasha. Vechol chatas, the pasuk begins. Vechol chatas asher uva, yuva midamai alo moed, and so on. Why does it vechol? They say vechatat asher yuva. The point is that vechol, and any other pagam, so any psul similar to chatas, where something belongs in a particular place, and now it was Nifsal. So that is Be'esh Tisaref. Now this stumped Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, because Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni was quoting Rav Yeshua Ben Levi's drasha, and somebody pointed out to him, but what do you mean? You hold yourself as Rav Shimon's drasha. Rav Shimon's drasha requires that Bakodesh Be'esh Tisaref, that you're quoting Rav Yeshua Ben Levi as being useless in context, and you said, Im Eino Inyan, you're going to apply it not to other things. What do you mean, Im Eino Inyan? I mean, we need it exactly for what it's saying. I don't understand how you could quote Rav Yeshua Ben Levi's drasha. So he stumped him, continued his assailant, Omar Lay, we don't know who it is, but his, this is a real bug in here. Omar Lay, so he said.
Why would Omar tell us this is student?
Yeah, one of the members of the base members. Omar Lay said, well, I mean, we'll see from his lashon, he certainly wasn't the Talmud of his. Omar Lay, let me just tell you something. You're running around quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Your Rebbe didn't learn it from there. Omar Lay, Rabbi Yonatan Rabcha, Mihai Kroka Omar Lay. So I have a fifth Mikor. So, not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, your Rebbe, Rabbi Yonatan, learned it from the following pasuk. The im yivater mi besar hamiluim. So now we have some, I mean, the main point over here is the continuation, which we're going to be darshan. Now, first of all, the word et hanotar is absolutely unnecessary. That's what it started saying. That's what you just say. V'sarafta ba'esh. To say v'sarafta et hanotar is completely redundant. And then it goes on to say, lo yeachel, which I should hope not, I have to burn it, obviously I'm not allowed to eat it. But lo yeachel ki kodeshu. So first we're just going to look at that last piece. She'ein Talmud omar lo yeachel. Was it really necessary to say it should not be eaten if I have to burn it? Uma Talmud lomar lo yeachel. Im eino inyan legufe. Look, you don't need it to tell me that you're not allowed to eat it, do you? Dochtiv, it says right here, v'sarafta atanotar ba'esh. What's that lo yeachel doing here? Tzmeu inyan l'shari surin shabbat Torah. So what it's really saying is that nothing usher in the Torah can be eaten. Thank you very much. I mean, by definition, if I know it can't be eaten, that's why it's usher. So what are you repeating? If imeino inyan l'achila, tzmeu inyan l'isur hana'ah. So it must be adding an additional layer of isurim on that which is usher b'achila. That layer is the isur hana'ah. Now you'll say, if that's the case, so the Imakan Bisreifav Kol Yisurin Shabbat Rashi Bisreifav comes along the pasuk to repeat the word notar. That's the whole point. Or Makrovis Saraftat Han Notar. What do I need to say Han Notar? The pasuk began by defining notar. Imi Bater. So therefore, the Saraftat Han Notar tells me notar and only notar is Bisreifav. The In Kol Yisurin Shabbat Rashi, but all the other Yisurin Shabbat Rashi, which I have learned out from this same pasuk as notar with an Imeno Inyan. They are not Bisreifa. So now I see how you got mixed up, because I mean, this drush is very similar to that one. Basically, it's the same construction. It's the Imeno Inyan. We learn out Sreifa. We need a pasuk to tell me, but not in other cases Sreifa. But the one you were bringing was not the right one. Because what you were bringing by Chatas was absolutely necessary to determine where you're going to be burning it. Whereas this, indeed, is unnecessary. But wait a minute. I mean, I need this one too. I need this one for this? Lo yachel for other Isurim? I'm boiling with Rabbi Elazar. I thought this was also a famous drush of Rabbi Elazar, the Emir of Elazar. It says over here, lo yeachel ki kodeshu, with this din of notar of the Bosar Hamiluim. That comes to tell me, ki kodeshu, kol shabbat kodesh pasul lo yeachel. In other words, it's very nice to teach me that there is an Isra Achila because you have to burn it. That doesn't say that there's an Isra Lav. As Rabbi Elazar points out, from this pasuk we learn out that those things that are not meant to be eaten, they became pasul. And they require sreifa. See, if somebody does go ahead and eat it, she's going to be chayef now, on a lav. Why don't I need it for that? That ba'katuv liten lo ta'aseh l'achilato. Ooh, Omar Abai, you know what? I think he was right. The original quote from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi actually makes more sense. The thing is, we need to put these two together. I see what happened now. The first drasha, he was focusing on the Be'esh Tisaref. So he said over there, it already said Be'esh Tisaref, because it's v'inei surah. So why does it say Be'esh Tisaref? Not why does it say Lo Yeachel. Why does it say Be'esh Tisaref? It says Be'esh Tisaref to tell me with an Imeno Inyan and Isra Ano and all other Isra. Except it doesn't really mean Be'esh Tisaref at all. That is a little clunky, that drush. But if we put together the second drush from Rabbi Yonatan, and we note that the Raya wasn't from the word Be'esh Tisaref, but was from the Lo Yeachel. Now, to try to plug that back into the first one, because the Bakodesh Be'esh Tisaref, I already showed you, we need that for Rabbi Shimon's drush to tell me Bakodesh. Forget about the Be'esh Tisaref, Jess. That doesn't help us. But look back at that pasuk and note that it also spoke about the Yisra Achila. Why does it say Lo Teachel Be'esh Tisaref? You conveniently skipped over that piece. As if the pasuk says Bakodesh Be'esh Tisaref. Is that what it says actually? It says Bakodesh Lo Yeachel Be'esh Tisaref. Okay, so the Lo Teachel, maybe that's what we should have looked at. Look back again. Liola Mikra Kama. Look at that first pasuk. the epoch, just turn it around, and instead of looking at why does it say Beit Yisarev, ask yourself, why does it say Lo Teachel? So, Lichtov Beit Yisarev Velo Boi Lo Teachel. This is how Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi could have learned it from there. It could have just said Beit Yisarev, in which case I would have known that it's Osir Bakhila, at least if I have to burn it. So, Matam Ulomar Lo Teachel, In Eino Inyan Legufo. Now look, it can't be telling me the Isra Achila of a lav. That's what I just learned on from Rabbi Elazar. You see how we need to put the two together? It's a brilliant construction. We pretend it's from one. Ask from the, and say, okay, here's the alternative. Show the alternative doesn't work, and then recognize that the two issues that we had picked up after the alternative, and then asking about the alternative for Rabbi Elazar, if you put Rabbi Elazar's drasha together with that alternative, you go back to the first one and actually learn out from the first one. That's pretty beautiful. Are you following what I'm saying? We're rich. Of course we're set up like that. We first bring the din of chata shuch l'spin. But that doesn't make any sense because we needed that for Rabbi Shimon. Having defined out a lot of Bokam Kedusha, say, okay, so then let's take a look at the Basar, the Noser from the Basar HaMiluim. So, but the Basar HaMiluim, we would have not from the Lo Yachel. But that we need for a lot. Oh, you're telling me we already need a lot? We already have a lot? Wait a minute. So then let's prepare at the first Basar of the Basar Chatos that was the Echlas Bifnim. And note that what's extra now is the Lo Yachel, not the Basar, the Kodesh Beresh Tisarev. And now we have the Drosha we always wanted all along. It's like trying out a second marriage, you know. Then the first one starts to work. Like, this is better than waiting. So ask the Gemara. So, okay, so that's how we should have learned it. So, because I know that the law of Imeir and Yilagufa, I don't need it to tell me the Yisra law, because that I know from Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, Tneu Inyan, it's the law itself, not the PhD Sarei. Tneu Inyan, the Kol Yisra, Inshra, Torah, whatever is Usr, hereby is defined as Usr. Well, so what's the point of that? Ah, Imeir and Yan, Yilagila, Tneu Inyan, Yisra, Yan, no? And again, and this is the final, this is the Gulat HaKoteret. It's really beautiful. Because I can no longer say, but maybe it was, everything should be burned. No, it says Bakodesh Beit Yisarev. I can't say that anymore. Because Bakodesh Beit Yisarev, I now need to tell me where to burn it. So it's no longer telling me only burn Kodesh. Ah, but for that I have the extra Bahanotar in the other pasuk, Beit Yisarev, to tell me only Notar, but not other things. What am I going to use that for? Must be I'm applying that to this. Okay? So you have to keep both wives, it turns out. Okay? So, Imakan Bisrefa, Kali Sarin Shabbat Rosh Bisrefa. No! Amakra Hanotar. Hanotar Bisrefa. The Ein Kol Yisurin Shibatorah Bisreifa. So that's great. That is great. Come on, man. Maybe that beautiful smile. Nobody's got a smile. Okay. Omelet Rav Papa Labaye, look, it is great. I hate to throw a hatchet into this and so on, but I mean, but how do we know that it's to tell us all things are usr? Maybe it really is to tell me specifically an isr lav on the case of the Kodesh, where the Kodesh was Nichlas Pnima. And you'll say, but what do you mean? I already know, as Rabbi Elazar says, that anything that's basar, kosher, but Kodesh basur, ba'katuv liten lo taseh, ala hilato. True, 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 except for one problem. That since the Kol Shabbat Kodesh is a lav shebichlalut, because it doesn't define what it's talking about. It's anything basically, and that's like a lav of bal tishaktu. We say bal tishaktu et nashotechem. No, so you're telling me that since if I need to go to the bathroom and I don't, I'll be over on bal tishaktu, I should get malchus. That's a lav shebichlalut. So you too, there's a lav shebichlalut. You're telling me a vast set of things, anything like that. You're not allowed to eat, okay? But the klal is that I don't get malchus on being over an Isser like that. Mashiach, if it said over here, lo yehachel, specifically on the nota of the milun, then that would be a specific law. Therefore, for all the elegance, I say, back to the drawing board. Ella Amar of Papa, mehacha. I don't know, we ought to take maybe a day or two in between to get over the disappointment, no? Ella Amar of Papa, mehacha. This is like Da Vinci having to throw out his tire and start all over. The helicopter really didn't work the first time. V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yachel be'esh yisarev. Let's start the same thing, but from another place. Let's talk about our lovely pasuk habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei that we've used so many times to expand one level down on Tumah B'Kodesh. That basar of Kodesh that touches anything else defined in the Torah as tamei, and that of course brought us back to the yitmah, is yitmah yitamei or not, and that would tell me that there's either a shlishi midiraisa or a ravi midiraisa, and then we would have chamishi, which we never found, you know, the whole nice fun back in the pretty kind of gemara. Mustn't forget it. Anyway, so habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yachel beish tisarev. What's the point of saying lo yachel? Ma tamei lo yachel. It says beish tisarev, right? Ah, now you're not going to fall for that anymore. Because you're going to say, oh no, wait a minute. Because I know you're going to come back and you're going to say, but what about about the lav? Don't tell me I'm not allowed to eat it. Where is the lav? Inenu in Yilaguvi. Certainly don't need to tell me the lav, because I know that it's a kal v'chomer from Meiser, you see. And look, Meiser is like the lowest possible level of Kedusha. I mean, talking about Meiser Sheni. Above that, which is Mutter Lezorim, you're talking above that, you've got Truma. Above that, you've got Kachim Kalim. Above that, you've got Kachim Kadosh. I'm going to make now a kal v'chomer for you. If Maaser HaKal Amra Torah Lo Vi'arti Mimenu Batamei, and over there, the Gemara Darshins, in a complex drosha, that is actually an Isser Lav, not just a vidui about what was done. And we prove it from other usages in the Pesukim. So if it's true of Meiser, so Kolshekein Basar Kodesh that was Tamei, certainly Lo Kolshekein, that will Vadai be an Isser Lav that will be Miyuchad for this Isser, right? Now, you'll tell me now, but there's one difference. If you use a kal v'chomer, you may have a lav, but the ruling is you can never give someone malchus based on a kal v'chomer. Either the Torah specifically creates the Isser, or you can say, well, it's logical that the Isser extends, but logical is not the basis of going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's specific command. It's logical that I should have extended it to this. Okay, but we're not going to give you malchus for logic. And that's called Ein Mazir Min Adin. So if that's the case, I still need to be miyachid a specific lav to tell me that someone, in fact, who would have taken Basar that was Yonogea, the Tuma would eat it, Basar Kodesh, would be Chayav Malkus. It's not enough to know that it's a lav. I need to know that it's the type of lav that's Chayav Malkus. In other words, just like before we said, it's not enough to have a lav Shebich Lalut, because that won't give you Malkus, so we need it to be Miyakin a lav. It's also not enough here to tell me I have a lav built on a Kavachoner, because that's also not enough to give Malkus, because Ein Mazir Min Adin. So what exactly, Rav Papa, did you gain by bringing us this other case? It's not any better off than we were before, says Rav Papa. No, that's not a problem. Because the truth is, I'm not relying on a kal v'chomer. It's actually a hekesh, because it says, Lo tuchal la'echol b'sha'arecha, ma'asar de'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, u'b'chorot b'korcha v'tzonecha. Now that puts together the dinim, and it continues on, v'chol nedarecha, asher tidor, v'nevidatecha. So in other words, all kachim here are included together with ma'asar de'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, and so on. Which means that the Torah is comparing, not to a kal v'chomer, but to an actual hekesh, which is the same as if it's written, to tell me, lo yachel. So therefore, that's the case. Here it says, lo tuchal la'echol. And here it says, lo yachel. So what do I need a lo yachel? And now we get back to our stock answer. I'll tell you what we need your lo yachel. Ime knowing yanda gufo to tell me about Basar Kodesh Tame. Anything else defined as osir is here by osir. Oh, so that's a tautology. Must actually add another layer of isir, that until now isir was assumed to be consumption directly. That even in direct consumption, and whatever usage you get out of it, is also osir. Ah, you'll ask again, for that we already know our answer from the previous drasha. Omar kra hanotar b'sreifa, ve'in kol isurin shebatorah b'sreifa. So at last we seem to have arrived at a satisfactory conclusion of which of the psukim of Kachim would actually expand the Isra Achila into an Isra Hana'ah. Except that there's one problem that we'd never be able to answer, and that's this. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. All of this is based on the assumption that if I find a second repetitive lav, then I'm meant to apply it with an Ineinu Inyan. But we know that there are cases where we are chayav on more than one lav. So if that's the case, who is to say that we should ever look elsewhere for our largesse? Maybe we should use it right here in our circuit. Torah is giving you an Isser Lav. Torah is giving you another Isser Lav. Maybe it's two Lav on eating Basar Tam. I mean, after all, after all, Lav Miyomer Abaye, did Abaye not say that depending on what type of sheretz you would eat, that's the number of malkiot that you would be chayav? So he said, look, if you're achal putita, so then, which is a type of water bug, if you eat a water bug, you're chayav, four separate types. We've gone through this before, now here is not the place, but we know we have all of the different lavim, lo tishak, so esaf shoshchem, mechol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz, and then that's the standard, which is mashma, any type. Then we look for the specific psukim that are said either by mayim or in the air, and so on. Okay, so we have four for water creatures, nimala, which is any type, in other words, of sheretz ha'aretz and ants, you would be lokech hamesh, sirah, which is a flying bug already, so there we have an additional lob of sheretz of, v'chol sheretz of, taneu lachem, lokech sheish. But, I mean, obviously we're adding up lob, and nobody goes out and says, imeno inyan, taneu inyan, I mean, What's the pshat? So we should say the same thing over here. We have two lavish. The point is that we only do that where we don't have a general applicability. But it's more logical to search for an imeno inyan than it is for a repetitive lav, even within the same sukkah. So where we are able to be dorish darshina, v'lom mukminan b'lava yateri. We don't look for additional lavi. All right, now, habasar sheyiga b'chotame lo yeachel. Now that we have, you gave me a lot of insights into that pasuk. Habasar sheyiga b'chotame, we darshan. But the first part of it, I don't understand. Because it continues on, some, by the way, learned the question is now from the, because Rashi says, someone learned that's the Gemara's kasha. But you're telling me the pasuk is not coming with Gufa. What is the main Indian? What is this vit? Is one possibility. But the push of Chad is it repeats it. It adds Vihabasar. Right? You take a look back in that project we had this before. It says Vihabasar Shiga Bakotame Loya Kalbaishi Sarev. And then it says Vihabasar, Kotahar Yokal Basar. What do you mean Vihabasar? That's what we're talking about. What's that referring to? Vihabasar Kotahar Yokal Basar. Okay, so that Vihabasar Ashiga Bakotame Darshina. The Darshina originally. What exactly is the meaning of the Lo Yachel in the beginning of the pasuk? That Vihabasar is Rabot Etzim Ulevonah. The first Vihabasar comes to add that even things that are not really Basar. We saw this before, the concept of Chibat HaKodesh. That there's an extension of the concept of Basar when it comes to Kutcher. Because basically Kutcher doesn't really, in his Mizbeach can eat anything as long as it burns. So human consumption is related to food. But the Mizbeach could use Etzim, Levonah. I mean, it's all food for the fire. So that type of food is also called food. That I only know from the Vihabasar. And what about the second? What about Vihabasar Kotar Yochal Basar? The Seif, again, which some learn that, I mean, the Pash is a whole word is extra, some learn we're darshaning the Bob. What do we use that for? L'rabot emurim. That comes to tell me that even a murim that became tame, that you would be higher on that for the tumah, because you would have thought that it's not edible to me, because a murim really belong to the Mizbeach. So there's no heter achila. So kamashmalan, that even though there's no heterachil, nonetheless, if I do go ahead and eat it, I'll be over on two things. I'll be over on eating what I wasn't allowed to eat, which is the yisra of zarut, basically. The zar lo yochal kodesh. Because even a kohen is a zar vis-a-vis the emurim. This is anybody's a zar too. Plus, I'll be over on an yisra tumah, that I ate basar that was tamei, or emurim that were tamei. So therefore, I have now this entire pasuk accounted for. Well, I don't need it for emurim. Emurim, me'atam nafka. I thought I learned emurim from the following. Tanya, va'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher la'ashem v'tumato alav v'nefretah nefesh ahim me'ameh. Now you know the answer to this, obviously. Nefesh asher tochal v'tumato alav is referring to what? Person who's tummy. And over there it says v'nichretah nefesh. Whereas habasar asher yigah is referring to what? The meat is tummy. Over there it doesn't say v'nichretah. So these are two completely different sugyas. One is a sugya of eating betumat haguf, one's own tuma. The other is a sugya of a tar eating something which is tamei betumat basar. They're very different. The case that you just brought here, thinking that it's the same, is referring, says the Gemara, hacha, hacham betumat haguf. That's talking about tumat haguf, and that's an issur karet. Hacha habasar sheyiga, lo yochal basar, so on, that's tumat basar. And that's only an issur lav. Okay, so now we have concluded yet another approach to the general Isur Hana'ah, and meanwhile, we've gotten an idea of those things that are Asur Bana'ah, those things that aren't Asurim Bana'ah. The question is, when we say Hana'ah, it could mean just about anything, really, right? In other words, you could take Chametz v'Pesach, put it into a blanket cover, and have a warm night of sleep in Chametz. And that would be an Isur Hana'ah, having nana from the Chametz. So, I mean, we need to clarify what do we mean, basically. Comes on Rabbi Avu, on Rabbi Yochanan. Ko Isurin Sheba Torah, Ein Lokin Alayan Al Aderech Achilata. First, let's talk about Achila. Torah said don't eat. There's all kinds of different ways that you can eat, including just having someone stuff something down your throat with a tube, and now being nana from the consumption of the energy in the food. So, what exactly is called eating? Says Rabbi Yochanan, eating is only normative as defined eating. You wrap it in a, let's say, a container of some kind, such as we do for all those non-kosher pills that everybody demands action for. If it's wrapped in a container, then that's not eating. So the Torah doesn't answer that, because that's there's no malchus. It's not derech achilata. So what do you mean? Lumutei mai? Om Reb Shimon Bar Ashi. Oh, I'll tell you, somebody who would eat chaylev, and he would just eat it, he would eat it like raw, without, you know, using it in their cooking and so on. Nobody eats just plain lard. Heard of it. So that's not eating. That's not called eating. Now, ikidi amri, others say, and this is more to our sugya, that whatever the Avuham Rabbi Yochanan said was something more, much more than that. That kol yisurin shebatorah lo kelamim ela derech hana'atan. In other words, something that you're using, which is clearly a hana'a, but is not the way that most people would have thought of using it. Now, there may be 496 ways of using, phrase for your locks, what they call it, the WD-4. You know, they keep putting out new ways to use it. But, I mean, those are advertisements. You were talking about, what would the guy in the street think? You know, you show him Chomus Pesach. Does he think of a blanket? It's like, you know, you show a guy an old Coke bottle. Does he think of a chair? No. Huh, okay. So the question is, what is there hanat? So, for instance, Lutimai, Amrib Shimon Barashi. Well, friends, suppose you take the chalev of a shor haniska and you use it as a poultice on a wound. You put it on a wound to make your, make it smooth and protect it, So maybe that's, isn't that the first thing you think of when you see a shor haniska? Absolutely. Especially if he's got horns. I use it for this? That's part. The kol shekein, look, if that's true about hana'a, is certainly a very broad kind of thing. It's certainly true about the mode in which you'll eat. We're eating. People have very specific ways of eating. So over there, certainly an ochel chelev chai would be put. Eat banami omri bako baravi omri vasi omri yochanan inia chelev shoshoran iskal agave makato patur lefishet kol yisrin shabatora in lokin alayim ela derech hana'atam. And we look for what people would assume is a normal usage for this thing. They are hana'a, but they're not a hana'a. That's us. Certainly are on out. So it's making a nice blanket out of Chomus B'Pesach, according to it, wouldn't be included.
Or is it also you don't get malchus?
All he said was Ein Lokin Aleihem. We have to see whether that means that there's an Issur Drabanan. That still remains up in the air.
You think that
would
feel bad?
Again, that's right. Ein Sof Ginat Arba'im Mishum Orla. I think I got a proof for you. I got a proof for you actually from a Mishnah. It says that you will not be chayav malchus on using your orla. Ela al hayotzei min hazeitim u'min ha'anavim bilvad. It's only if you drink wine or use oil, but if you make strawberry juice, or there it's in the context of juices, so I'm putting into juice. The Mishnah is talking about juices. So, but if you make strawberry juice or fig juice, or some crazies could even come up with the idea of pomegranate juice, can you imagine? So over there, you will not be chayav. Why not? My time up. Must be, because most people don't eat pomegranates as juice. They eat them. So you see that the norm is koveya the yisur in the Torah. Come on, I mean, why do you think we're talking about juice? But it's coincidence that this whole idea is brought out in terms of juices. You could have told me a case of how not to eat a pomegranate. You don't have to tell me how not to drink a pomegranate. So if you would have told me a mishnah pre goof at the local derech hanat, shabra, I would have accepted what you're saying, that that's the basis of the Mishnah. But the reason that we're refocusing on juice is a whole new concept. The idea here is that all juices, all pressed juices, that are not the normal use of a pre, such as wine is the normal juice of a pre, and oil, it's not just normal. Normal, in the sense of the Torah defines this as its primal thing, primary thing. But this is tirosh, this is yitzhar, it's not anavim, it's not zeitim. So there the Torah defines this as the fruit. But anything else is not the fruit. It's basically a ze'ar. It's just an exudation from the fruit, which the Torah never answered. Where did the Torah say ze'ar is asr? It says the fruit is asr. And therefore, in general, there would be no problem of eating it.
If you grew the tree, for that to be the purpose of the tree.
Right, that was the day of Shabbos, was the question of the primary Shabbos. As far as the Yisra in the Torah, this, by the way, is the basis of a very, very important brisk chum that destroys the usage of 90% of the Torah. Because based on this, if you don't worry about this issue when it comes to Trumas and Maaser, so then even if you don't trust the Hechsher for Trumas and Maaser, was the standard, nobody would trust the Rabbanut for Trumas and Maaser. So therefore, okay, so you take off your own Trumas and Maaser. You're certainly not going to believe the Rabbanut allows actual chaser fact, but okay, a little bit of tevel here and there. So take off your own Trumas and Maaser. The point is, though, that the approach of Bris was, you can't take off Trumas and Maaser. Because once you've put something that came from something that didn't have Trumas and Maaser taken from it, as an ingredient into this particular product, the ingredient was only Zeya. Now, Zeya B'Alma, how are you going to take off Trumas and Maaser from Zeya B'Alma? You'll say, so then it's Mutter anyway. Aha! But there's also a klal that anything that comes from a Dover Tameh remains Tameh. This remains Tameh, so to speak, remains Osir, but I can't do anything about it. So therefore, I'm ruined.
I wouldn't be
Batam. What do you mean? Where it isn't Batam? In most of the cases, it's not. Or I try to move, check on the this was an entire sub-industry to be able to provide... it's a chumrah. Well, it's serious. So based on the this drasha, we have all sub industry of making catering for briskets. That would be suitable for briskets. So therefore, once us or always us. But vishleim, if it would be stam tevel normal fruits, go take off trumas and maizers. But now that it's only zeya, how can I take off trumas and maizers on zeya? Any fruit juice, right? Anything that contained any fruit exudation at all.
No way. Because
it was a yotzim and atomic. The thing isn't osir as itself, but once something comes out of something that's osir, then it remains osir.
You can't maizer orange juice?
Never. It's hopeless. Is that what everybody holds? No. But it was an approach. Okay, anyway, if you're not getting into that catering business, we could do so therefore, don't bring me a riot from here, says Abai, that this proves that shelo kederach hana'atam. It may very well be kederach hana'atam. Maybe lots of people drink pomegranate juice. That's not the issue. The issue is over here that once you've squeezed it, you don't have a pomegranate. Amar Abaye, akol modim b'kiloy akeren. However, I want to point out something fascinating to you, says Abai. We figured out either Achila or Hana, but definitely we seem to be going along the line that the Isser Hana'a, which is derived from an Isser Achila as an extension, or Yachel, or Yochal, or Imenu Inyan, follows the rules of Achila. Meaning that there is such a thing called normative consumption, which now you're applying even to the Isser Hana'a. But suppose the Torah would have given another marker for Hana'a, such as by Kiloy Akerem. I don't know Kiloy Akerem is also Hana'a. Does the Torah say Pen Tugdash? Tugdash Ridashi Tukad Esh. You might as well burn it. It's useless. Can't be nana from it. Having never mentioned the word Achila there. Aha. Then that would mean that any type of consumption at all, it's still not to cut H, right? So that's the point. I need to burn it up. It's useless. And there I decide even shaloka darachanata. My time at the bishop de lochtibu achila. Since the Torah never uses the word achila, then there is no normative description. Now we ask on this approach, which is brilliant. It's brilliant. That is, we now note that the only reason we would have to say that there is this concept is because consumption is an extension of eating, meaning the word. So we say, it will be eaten by the fire. Aha! Eaten by the fire. Okay, so there's a way to eat, is what you're saying. Consumed. So the question is consumption, the same idea as the yachid. Okay. So we ask a very interesting question. It says that Isi ben Yehuda derived the Isser of Basar b'chalav from the following. The Torah keeps talking about lot of asher gedibah chalavimo. Very cruel, very cruel. It doesn't say anything about eating it. So how do I know that I'm not supposed to be eating Basar b'chalav? Well, Nema Khan ki am kadosh ata. Back in our Nevela pasuk, very interesting. We're getting all back to our old drushes that we like so much. So the lo tochlu kol nevela ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha. Believe it or not, the pasuk ends with lo tavasher gedibah chalavimo. What? What? Okay, so completely irrelevant. Somehow, whether the Bashar Kadiba Chalevi Mo is related to the Nevela. All right. Now, furthermore, it says, "Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyunli Ubosar Basada Treifalo Tochelu." Our other favorite pasuk, "La'kelef Tashlichun Oto V'lo Kolishu Shabbatora V'lo Kolishu Shabbatora." That's all. We love this pasuk. So now, what does this tell me? Just like over there, it says "Lo Tochlu." So then, "Lo Tochelu." So Mala Alanasur Afkanasur. If that's the case, it's telling me that there's also an Isser Achila. So when you throw in lots of Asher Gidi B'Chalei Mo, you're telling me that we also have an Isser Achila, Loto Ched. Okay. Now, you might think that's only Isser Achila. How do you know an Isser Anah? I mean, I'm at Kavachom. Look, the Torah Aser Orla, right? So now, Orla, Lo Nevdaba Avera. Nobody did anything wrong. You plant a tree. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You went out on Tu B'Shvat like a good little boy. So you did even a mitzvah. Nonetheless, if you eat the fruits of that mitzvah, you burn. So that means it's not always the fact that you did something right that makes the peirot proper. And the Torah said, nonetheless, it's Osir Ba'ana'a. So Basar B'Cholav, where you were went out and were Mabashar B'Di B'Chalei V'Mo, because if you weren't Mabashar B'Di B'Chalei V'Mo, you're not Osir to eat it. From the Zaira. So if over there Basra Kalashina have Dabo Avira, Eno Din Shiya Surbahana ah. Well, hold on a minute. There's a big difference between the two. I mean, Orla, maybe the reason the Torah answered Orla Bahana'ah is because you can like tell Hashanah to kosher. Orla was never kosher, never reached a point. It had to be 3 years old to be kosher. So Ma'arba, Basarba, Chalavim, Basarba, Chalavim started off as kosher. So I tell Hashanah to kosher. You did something to it to make it osher. So
separate.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but it was never osher before. So that means that maybe over there the Torah is more machmed, something that was born in his original sin. So this Orla should remain osher. I understand, but. Basar b'chalav that started out so full of life and hope. I mean, maybe over there. So therefore, basar b'chalav shaitalo shata kosher. I mean, maybe if you start off good, you don't become asar b'ana'a. Chometz b'pesach. Chometz b'pesach started off perfectly okay, and it became asar b'ana'a. So that will prove to you shayalo shata kosher, and nonetheless you can be asar b'ana'a even though you start off right. Wait, malo chometz b'pesach. I mean, that's a big chomer iser. Where you chayef karet? Tomer b'basar b'chalav. Oh, but for that I can go back to Kloya Kerem. Kloya Kerem, there's no Isser of Karet to plant the Kloya Kerem, so it's Ein Anush Karet, and it's Asur Bahana'ah. Now you say, what does this have to do with our issue? Everything. First of all, we managed to sneak in, how do we know in Isser Hanah and Basar B'chalav, because that wasn't included in any of the previous rushes, because there's no word, Achila, that we could extend to mean Isser Hanah. So that would be a whole problem. Okay, so we snuck that in just Agad. But what it's doing here is very simple. Because you said that Kaloya Karen, because it doesn't use a Lashon of Achila, means that you could be usher in any type of Hana'ah, even making a quilt out of Kaloya Karen. If you were right about that, we could have asked right here and now, don't prove to me Basar B'chalav from Orla. By now having access to Kloya Kerem, I'll tell you, what do you mean? Kloya Kerem, of course, is much more chamur. Because Kloya Kerem, Malak Imit, if you were right, Nifroch, we could have asked at this point, Malak Kloya Kerem, Shkein Lokin Alevim, Fisher Lokin Derech Hanatan. Since the Torah answered Kaloya Kerem with the Pentuk Dash, so you could say the same thing. Kaloya Kerem is a very special case of Isser, and over there, even though you're not on Ishkaris, but the Torah is very marked on Kaloya Kerem, because it says Shalom Kederech Hanatan. But show me a case, which is only Kederech Hanatan, that would be included in Isser, unless it was also in Isser Karet. Now I would have stumped you. Being as I don't ask this question, it's a riot that you're wrong. Says Abaye, well, excuse me? Is right that I'm wrong? Can you complete the statement, please? Tomar, yes. Kloya Kerem is different because Shalok Kederech Hanatan, because the Torah never mentioned Achila. Masha'in came, yes, go ahead. Masha'in came, yes. Masha'in came, Basar B'chalav, what? Basar B'chalav is said somewhere Achila? The exact same thing. The Torah didn't say Achila, and therefore Basar B'chalav would also be Yosef. Shalok Kederech Hanatan, why would it be otherwise? I understand. What crazy question is that? Tomar B'mai, Tomar B'Basar B'chalav? She'in Lokin Alav Ala Derech Hanatan, is that what you're trying to say? Does it say anywhere the word Achila with Basar B'chalav? I thought that was the whole point. That we're learning about the Vashakati B'chalavimot to mean Isra Ana'ah. I was talking about. Actually, what was he talking about? That the Gemara will ask. He'd have to come. What was he thinking? We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh boy.
This is going to keep you busy a whole Shabbos worrying about this, which means you'll come wide awake and excited for the Daf Yomi at. Yes, the Gemara Daf Chof Dalet. V'hai b'kodesh b'eish t'sref l'ach yudiyata amivoy le'le d'kremi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Amir b'kodesh b'eish t'sref l'imer al-chatesh yisofen untal b'kodesh. Ein li'ela zo bilvad tzulikotchen kadoshim imunikotchen kali munayim. Talmud lomar v'chol b'kodesh b'eish t'sref. Omalei Rabbi Yonatan Rabcha had another reason, and that's why you're in Tzoris. It's mihai kroka amar labim yivater mipsar miluhim umin alech about aboker. So why does it have to say lo yechel? Shein talmud lomar lo yechel matom lomar lo yechel. Yiminu inyin legufa aksim v'sarach tatanu tar ba'ish. Tzneu inyan l'shar yisurin shabatora. V'yim eino inyan la'akila t'binin l'sura na'a. Ah, you'll ask, ima kan b'sreifa av kol yisur shub shabatora b'sreifa? Omar kroa b'sarach tatanu tar. Only no tar b'sreifa. V'yim kol yisurin shabatora shab'sreifa. Wait. I lo yochel ha'ach yudiata. Ami boyle lo yochel ha'alazar. Yom rebe lozom lo yochel ha'kikodesh hu. Kol sheba kodesh pasu bo ha'katuv v'yitein lo ta'asa l'achilato. Om rabbi eliyon ha'mikro karma. V'epuk, instead of asking, it shouldn't mention the beish tisarev. Lichtov beish tisarev. V'lo boyle lo te'achel. Ma ta'amud lo ma lo te'achel. V'neinu hini l'gufa. Which, nafkalei from what we just learned, Rabbi Elazar. Today we need to follow the Torah about Torah. And of course, the men of any lachila, the men of the sarana, I again ask, makam b'sreifa, kol yisurin shabatora b'sreifa, amakra ha notar b'sreifa, vein kol yisurin shabatora b'sreifa. Amr le Rav Papa Labaya, that's very nice, but Eim le Yechuda le Lav le Gufi at the Yata. Deem in Rabbi Elazar, well, Eim lo Ken Alav she Bechlalut, El Amr Rav Papa Mihacha, Vahabasar she Yiga Bechol Tamei lo Yachel Beish Yisarev, She'im Talmud Lomar lo Yachel, Ma Talmud Lomar lo Yachel, Imenu in Yiguva Nachim Mekav Chomer Mimaser Akal, Uma Maser Akal Amnator lo Biharki Menu Batamei, Boser Kodesh Chomor lo Koshke, Ah, you're going to say to me, but Eim Mazir Min Adin, this is not a din, this is a hekesh. דכתיב לא תוכל לאכול בשעריך מעשר דגן חתירוש חביצריך ובחורות בחור בצונך מה תעמוד לומר לא יאכל אם אין אני לגוב את אין לכל עשרים שבתורה אם אין אני להכיר את אין למענה אם אקה מסריפה כל עשרים שבתורה בסריפה או מקה נותר נותר בסריפה ואין כל עשרים שבתורה בסריפה אומר לי רבינו לרבשי but none of this is going to work if אם הלב או הלב בשני לב After all, Lav Miyom Rabbi Alcha Putita Loker Arba Nimala Loker Chamech Tzir Al Loker Sheish. Amale Kol Heichad Yikel Midrash Tashinan Velo Bukminan Balav Yeterei. Okay, now the Habasar, the first one. Ashiga Bachal Tomei Lo Yachel Bereish. What do we need that for? That we need the Rabot Eitzim Lavona. And what about the Habasar repetitive Kol Tar Yochal Basar the Seifa Lamale? That's the Rabot Emurim Emurim. Me'adam nafketani v'anefesh asher tochal b'sar mizbosu mizevach ha'shlamim ha'shel Hashem. That's l'rabot et ha'imurim. True, but that's talking about tumat ha'guf, b'karet. Ha'ocha b'tumat b'sar b'lav. Here, as I say, when you need the two dots, they don't give them to you. This is a bigger two dots as ever we had. Om Rebbe Yavu, Om Rebbe Yochanan. Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, Im Lokan Aleyam El Adarach Achilatat, L'mu'ut Eimai. Om Rebbe Shimi Barash, L'mu'ut Eishim Achal Chelev Chai Shabbatur. Ikni Amri Om Rebbe Yavu, Om Rebbe Yochanan. Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, Im Lokan Aleyam El Adarach Anahatan, L'mu'ut Eimai. Om Rebbe Shimi Barash, L'mu'ut Eishim Ili Achelev Shushorah Niska, L'gavim HaKatur, Shubbatur. V'kol Shekein Ochal Chelev Chai Shubbatur. It were Nami Om Rebbe Acha Bar Avi Om Rebbe Asi Om Rebbe Yochanan Iniach Chelav Shoshan Iskala Agalim Agato Patur Lefish Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Lokan Leim Lederach Hanatan Om Rebbe Zera Afanan Nami Taninan Ah Ein Sof Genet Arbaim Mishum Orla Ela Ala Yotzim Nazitim En Anavim Dovat Ve'ilu Mitutim Teinim Rimonim Lo Why not? Why not? Why not? Lati Shon De Loka Olche Lo Derach Hanatan I'm like, by Allah, can it be Shemash been a pre-goof at the Loka Olche Lo Derach Hanatan I would have agreed with you, but Acha, it's clearly Mishum Dezeya Bialmo. Amar Abaya, but Hakoma Dimikloya Kerem Shlokan Alayim Afi Shlokan Terachanata. My time, Mishum Deloktiv Vachila, just as Petu Gdash. Meitve Yisi Ben Yudomer Minayin Lavos Becholov Shuasur. Emar Kan Kiam Kadosh Atav Nemar Lahan Manchi Kodesh Tiyuni. Mala Lan Asur Afkan Asur Eme Ela Bachila Banam Minayin. Amir Kavachomer. Uma or lashelo nevda ba'avira asura ba'anaha baser bechalav shenevda ba'avira enotin sheyasura ba'anaha ah malo olash keno itala shata kosher tomer baser chalav shayta la shata kosher chamis pesach ochia haya lo shata kosher asura ba'anaha anyway ah b'malo chamis pesach keno nushkores tomer baser chalav sheyno anushkores ah but kli akerem yochichu sheyno anushkores baser ba'anaha now if you were right Then Yifrach Malik Leakem Shkein Logan Yifshok Der Hanatan Abaya Yes Toma B'mai Toma Bas B'cholom Shkein Logan Lavel Der Hanatan To Bas B'cholom It says the word Achila somewhere I didn't notice.